Pod Culture, episode 211, Android Revolution, part A, for Tuesday, June 22nd, 2010. Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to Pod Culture, the show where we try to answer the eternal question, why do you park on a driveway and drive on a parkway? I'm Brad.
I'm Glenn.
I'm Christina.
And I'm Adam.
I'm just trying to liven it up.
I like it. I always wondered that, too.
Yeah.
Why are there interstates in Hawaii?
Oh.
There you go.
Why does cargo go by ship and shipment go by truck?
Great, now we got more questions to ask. We're supposed to answer questions, not
it's
bring
like
them
lost.
Up.
Whatever.
The answer is 42.
That's right. 42. That's all you need to know.
All right, and what has everyone been up to, Glenn?
Good question. Still Red Dead Redemption. I can't do anything else, basically.
It's actually been a few days since I've played it.
Really?
Yeah, because I've been busy with just life and other stuff, and I'm trying to get a... Well, this segment's about you, Glenn. Go ahead. Okay. Sorry,
I'm in day two of what will be 4 days without Red Dead Redemption. So,
well, you're halfway there.
Yeah, I'm halfway there.
That's the white token, right?
I don't know. I'm still loving the game and the downloadable content to be soon. Soon, I'm hearing like 26th, maybe
free content too, isn't it?
Well, there's already free. Okay. It's not really for the game per se. Like, there's some stuff out there, but it's mostly for your avatar, I think. Hmm. But an actual like add on for the game, like
it's a co-op mode, right?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah,
that'd be cool.
Looking forward to that. Not doing a whole lot else. Watching some more Charmed still. Lots of seasons yet to be seen. So.
That's good though.
Yeah, yeah, it's been pretty good.
So Spellbinding?
Yeah.
Okay.
You could say. And that's about it for me.
Adam?
I've been working, doing a bunch of yard work this past week. That's been fun.
Especially in this weather.
And now you know why we rent.
Well, so I don't mind it per se. You know, I don't mind getting out and getting a good workout, you know, and sweating and having a, you know, fulfilling day of manual labor every once in a while.
I'm with you, Elaine.
Now,
the hell with that.
When it's 95 degrees outside, though, that kind of sucks as well. But
yeah, I like to garden, but I don't like to cut the grass.
I really got some good, you know, like got the hedge trimmed and the...
Is it a topiary or just a hedge now?
No, it's just a...
It's modern
it's
art.
It's just a hedge, yeah. if it were my house, it may be maybe a topiary, but, you know, since I rent and I really don't care.
I understand.
You know. No, that's an interesting thing.
I own and I don't care.
A topiary.
Topiary.
But,
lots of rock gardens for you, huh?
Yeah. Thinking about a whole rock lawn.
There you go.
You laugh, but my sister's first house, when she was living on her own, she did that to their backyard. Because
really?
They had one of those little postage stamp ties.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I've seen it where it's all clover, too, and it looks really pretty.
Huh. Pave the world.
Yeah. Pave paradise and put up a parking lot.
But let's see what else. Oh, I've been trying to work on a piece for, they're having a new, or another art display thing at work.
Uh-huh.
And I've been trying to work on a new piece for that, but I've just kind of been having artist block. Like,
ooh.
It has to have a theme, and I'm really not good with themes. I like coming up with my own stuff, and it's like being like wellness and stuff like that.
Oh,
for the new wellness
the whole
center
wellness
and
campaign
stuff. Have you been over there?
No,
the wellness
I've been.
Adam
Center.
Adam,
holy
it's perfect.
Crap! What?
The doctor. You do like some CGI with the doctor and the TARDIS. There you go.
I think that might fall flat with a lot of people, unfortunately.
They're lost.
I mean, the new one does say St. John's Ambulance. It has St. John's Ambulance badge
on it.
That's true. Got a medical bay from Star Trek.
There you go. That too.
So
classic Trek.
Yeah, I got the invitation to join the
thing going up and down.
Whatever you call them, clubby things online.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah, now
I'm doing my own thing. It's working, but
yeah.
But you'll think of something.
Yeah. So it's got to be in by next week.
Nothing like a deadline.
Yeah.
It's just so ominous. Deadline.
Deadline.
Deadline for your wellness art piece.
The wellness campaign.
But that place is that place is like insane.
I'll have to look it up. I haven't been
into it. It's got a Microsoft Surface.
Seriously?
Seriously, over there. Yeah. Wow. It's like a freaking lodge. They've got like a Wii and they've got this
Shut up.
They've got this bike thing that you sit down and it's got a of course my gestures are really helping those listening to the podcast. But it's got a big screen in front of it, and like you it's like a CG, like it's like a video game.
That's
but you're like
awesome.
you're bicycling through like these different environments and stuff like that. It's crazy.
Pretty cool.
I need one with a big screen behind me with Godzilla running at you.
There you go. There you
That's
go.
Cool.
Yeah.
Christina, what have you been up to?
Not much. I'm working and not much. I'm surviving my diet. I don't know how. I think today's the first day since the 1st of June where I've actually been like, okay, having a hard day. But
I need a cookie.
I need a cookie.
Is that right again?
I've already lost 7 pounds, so it's motivation to keep going. I'm doing the whole low-carb thing. I'm not cutting out the carbs altogether. I'm just keeping an eye. I have, you know, the low-carb bread and eating a crap load of cheese and It's working. I'm just...
That good, huh?
Yeah. I mean, I get to eat cheese and bacon in moderation, so I guess that's good.
Good.
Sounds good to me.
In moderation, mm-hmm. Brad.
Works. Two of my major food
groups. In moderation.
Love me some cheese.
And
love
a lot of seeds and nuts, too, which is good because I love pumpkin seeds. And everybody around here kind of looks at me weird that I eat pumpkin
now,
seeds.
Roasted
but
pumpkin
I love
seeds,
them.
Yeah, I've had those before, and those mm-hmm. are pretty good. But
they're
you eat like the raw ones out of the damn bag.
They're roasted pumpkin seeds. Roasted and salted. The whole
no,
pumpkin
I'm talking
seed.
Like when they're like out of the oven, like you, you just scoop the guts out of
well,
the pumpkin.
Well, they taste
kinda.
Basically the same. They're not quite as good, but they're basically the same. And my friend got me these chocolate-covered sunflower seeds. Oh, they're fantastic.
Hmm. Hey, Geek Cuisine.
Yeah, I'll share.
That it?
I think so. I haven't been doing a whole hell of a lot lately.
Just Sims?
Just Sims. Shut up. Don't pick on me.
Well, that's all right. I'm glad you're enjoying the game.
I love it.
Let's see. I haven't been up to a whole lot either. We've watched some TV, which I'm sure we will talk about in TV and DVD talk a little later.
Yes.
He's even watched a couple of new things for him, which I was kind of impressed with.
And we plowed through an entire season of a show. Actually, we plowed through the entire show.
Was it
Flash
British?
Forward?
Oh. gotcha.
We power through that pretty quick. So
let's talk about that later.
Yeah, and it ended with, oh my God, you bastards at ABC.
I know. So. It breaks my heart.
Did they cancel it?
Yes, bastards.
Yeah. And since we last have talked, we have taken a trip to Best Buy, which will come up a little later, that I'm sure three of the four crew members here will discuss. But we've been geeking enough. Let's take a break, and we will be back with more pod culture right after I hit this little button in Audacity.
Give me a cookie. I can't
help having a good time. What Joss Whedon is like, that man is just ever stabbing people through the chest with things. He's just all about the penetration.
It's Alicia Day.
Wait, what brought that on? I thought it was because I said penetration, and then you immediately went,
oh,
like,
no,
Alicia
dude. That... Oh, God.
There is a Fruity Odie bar lunchbox.
Well, if it makes you burst out of your blouse, I would not recommend it.
You gotta pay to see my boobs.
I took a nap so this wouldn't happen. Way to come prepared, Tim. I knew I was going to be doing the show, so I just cracked open a bag of potatoes and started munching.
That's right. I started eating turkey. I decided I needed stuffing. Now I need pie.
Just starch.
That's correct. I pumped a little more starch than an Arrow shirt.
sofadogs.libsyn.com, the pop culture show that stays crunchy in milk.
It's time to blast off with yet another geek cuisine. And, Adam, you're on a roll here.
I think I am. Yeah. Hopefully this is another winner. I've got... It's a staple of a lot of, you know, museums and science-y, you know, type places and, well, just nerds and kids in general. Astronaut ice cream.
Cool.
But not the normal Neapolitan ice cream that you may be, you know, so fond of. I've got mint chocolate chip ice cream, which is pretty damn good. I enjoy it.
Oh, sorry.
Quite thoroughly. I hold it up there with the Neapolitan stuff, but the Neapolitan stuff can get old. You know, you need some variety. So I'll go ahead and pass this around, and you take a chunk off of.
I hope our previous geek cuisine doesn't skew us.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is already sweet for the most part, so I think it should be okay.
Looks and feels like styrofoam.
Nice.
Or some sort of insulation.
Oh, nice. Insulation. See the package. I'm just curious.
But it's insulation with little chocolate chips.
You've got actual little chocolate
chips
in there, too.
You know what the look, and well, not necessarily, but the feeling, the texture looking of it feels a lot like when we did the, oh, crap, what were those damn candy bars that we got from the... World Market.
Oh, the Violet Crumbles.
Violet Crumbles.
Yeah, yeah.
Violet
Crumbles.
Mm-hmm. Those are actually pretty good.
It smells good.
It's been quite a while back. Violet Crumbles.
Yeah, because I think the last time we did those on the show, that was Dragon Con.
I believe so. Because nobody liked it but me.
They were all right.
Very light chalk.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Astronaut ice cream, mint chocolate chip.
Dig in.
I'm sure it's not like just add water or something. You can
just reconstitute it and it would be just like ice cream.
Ooh.
That's bizarre.
Yeah. Like it tastes just like.
You're making our brains hurt today, Adam.
Mint chocolate chip ice cream, but it's not cold and it's not milky liquidy, you know?
That's weird.
Melt in your mouth, not in your hands.
Yeah,
exactly.
Really.
Some more.
Not on your spacesuit.
No, I'm fine. Thanks.
Yeah, I love it. I got two packs of it. I already went through one. One of the Neapolitans and one of the other.
I love Neapolitan
mint chocolate
ice
chips.
Cream.
That's some crunchy ice cream.
It's good. It's crunchy. Mm-hmm. It tastes just like it. It's like
it does.
This is mint chocolate chip.
It is bizarre and wacky. And again, another Think Geek.
Or, you know, your local, you know, museum or
Hobby Lobby.
Hobby Lobby, apparently.
Hobby Lobby. Yeah, I saw some at Hobby Lobby.
We're going to have to go.
I don't know what flavors.
Yeah, there's one over by Jefferson Mall.
Yeah.
There's one right up over here by Books Million.
Oh.
That's right.
I forgot that. Yeah. I keep forgetting about that one.
Yep, I go to that one a few times, but I've never seen them. I have to look.
We'll have to go over there and. Have a frozen hot chocolate.
My model rocket engines over there.
Oh,
you can have a frozen hot chocolate.
Carly said she needs more yarn, I'll probably be back there.
Well, there you go.
I love yarn.
Probably this week, so I may have to.
So thumbs up.
Check some out.
Thumbs definitely.
That's really cool. Yes.
So, yeah. I love it. Mint chocolate chip astronaut ice cream.
It's like chalk.
It's like chalk.
It's like rice cake.
It means that in a good way, though.
Yes, right. We will be back.
That's some tasty
right
chalk.
After we come down from orbit.
You're not kidding. After all this sugar I've had the past 2 hours, holy crap!
How to continue a television series after a major actor has left the cast. Part 1: The Quatermass Method. Simply recast a new actor in the original role. Hope that no one notices that a familiar character now looks completely different. This was also famously used in the James Bond films.
For more about British science fiction television, listen to the British Invaders podcast at www.britishinvaders.com.
Alrighty, we are back with a very special Geek and Tell segment of Pod Culture.
Yay.
Yeah, a little gadget review. We don't really do gadget reviews per se.
Not so much.
But 3/4 of the crew just
have the other quarter to blame.
pretty much.
In a roundabout way, not a real way.
Not my fault, really.
No, it's not.
Roundabout.
But. It was about that time for some of us to get new phones.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and Christine and I had iPhones. We had iPhone 3G, and we were wanting to see what specs of the iPhone 4 were like. Wanted to see what it was at. Glenn gets his what is it you have
HD2.
Again?
HD2.
Mm-hmm. You're on T-Mobile. And that was a really nice phone. And one came out that just. At least for me, Christine is a little less than overwhelmed with it.
I'm not disappointed. I'm just not as impressed as I was hoping to be.
Although I think spec-wise, this still has the iPhone beat, the iPhone 4 beat. We got the HTC Evo 4G. And the irony of a Farpoint Media podcast getting a phone called Evo is not lost.
It's got lots of talk time.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. I love him.
Now, Christine and I, you know, we were with AT&T.
For 12 years.
Yeah.
I was with them forever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And went to Best Buy. Went on sale on Friday. We went that Saturday. And, of course, they're gone.
Sold out.
But we got everywhere. In on one of the last pre-orders they were taking. And got to play with the demo unit they
Can
had
We even
there.
Called Adam. He said, Adam, this is the last day for the pre-orders if you want to go to Best Buy.
Yeah.
Which he was able to get one elsewhere. Wound up getting his the day before us.
I just read today, I think Best Buy is getting a white Evo.
Cool.
Not that
I can do.
In my case, what
that'd
difference
cool,
does it make?
That'd be cool, but yeah. I don't know if I could do the white.
I wouldn't be interested.
Yeah,
but,
I'm not interested in it. Now, if it was like, green, then we didn't.
It's in the case. What difference does it make?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, really.
Just get a different color case.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much. But this phone is very, very cool.
It's pretty beefy.
Yeah, one, it's got a freaking huge screen.
Love it. It fits well on my hand.
Yeah, well, you're a bigger guy.
Oh, yeah.
Big hands.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like a 4.3-inch screen, which is more comparable to like my PSP than what my iPhone was.
Yep.
So it's very, very nice.
Resolution-wise, it's smidgey poo less, but size-wise, it's bigger.
Actually, I think technically it's about the same, I think.
Oh. Give that's not what PSP? It said online.
Okay. Huh?
Then the PSP?
No, the iPhone.
No, you're talking about the iPhone? The 3G yet? Mm-hmm. It's definitely less resolution than the 4, iPhone 4.
The 4, yeah, much more than the 3G, 3GS, because my iPod Touch has, you know, the same resolution.
Right.
Now when I look at that anymore, all I see are just, pixels. it's like just very jaggy after looking at my Evo for a long time. Yeah. It's like, oh, wow. You know,
I believe the HD2 and the Evo 4G have 800x480.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was that WVGA? I believe
it's something like that.
He's printing out the specs. Like
I print out
geek.
Specs.
Like a good geek man.
Oh yes.
So you know, I have a little talking points on this, and like Adam said, it fits well in larger hands. But if you put it side by side, it's not going to be great for an audio podcast. It's really not that much smaller than the iPhone, or that much larger than the iPhone.
It really isn't.
Especially when you have them in a case.
It's negligible.
Of course, the screen, like the real estate of screen that you get on the Evo is so much more, because the Evo is mostly screen. Like, it's mostly
a thin bar where the speaker is at the top, slightly larger band at the bottom that has the 4. And this is what took me a little getting used to, was the capacitive touch buttons on there. Very much like if you have a PS3, the on-off switch on
the front of
drives
the,
you batty.
It's not good when you're on the bus and you're bouncing around.
Yeah.
I hated it yesterday. I hated it.
I love the phone. It's great. It's so much better than my Pre. But my complaints about it are the capacitive buttons that are very easy to hit.
Yeah.
You know, I don't hit them often, but it's just really annoying when you do and you don't want that.
If you turn it sideways.
Exactly.
If you turn it sideways and you're like playing the game or something, it's easy for like the ball of your thumb to hit like the home button.
Yep.
And the one thing I would have complained, because naturally your thing is turned it where the speaker is kind of holding in your left hand. Well, the phone jack or that headphone jack is at the bottom of that.
Yeah.
So if you have headphones in and you're playing, you kind of gotta
hold your finger.
Finger
around it.
Yeah. So that's bad. Like the iPhone, it's on the other side of the phone. Like where if it was at the top, it might be a little better.
And also, you know, and it's a complaint of every device, like except for the iPad apparently, but battery life for me, it's could be a lot better. It, you know, it'll maybe last a day, if that, you know. But
well,
usually
at that, what the anecdotal reports are saying, a lot of people are not even getting close to that.
I'm not even getting close to that.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I'm experimenting a lot with it. Though I'm doing different things. You know, I'm not just using it as a phone or, you know, an iPod.
Yeah, for very, very moderate use. It barely lasts a day. If you do anything more than that, then you're going to have to charge it throughout the day. And, you know, luckily, the stuff that I got for the pre works with this.
Oh, good. Awesome.
So my car charger.
Good.
I already had an additional charger that I just took to work with me. So I've got my charger at work. Or it's a USB cable.
Yeah, you know, you need a micro USB?
Yeah, yeah. And so I just, you know, let's plug that in the computer, pop it in the phone while I'm sitting there working, while I'm on my way home, plug in the charger, you know. So it's just plugging things in the charger more, which I'm not really all that used to, but I'm sure I'll get used to it.
It's a different operating system. Like Glenn's phone, which spec-wise is very similar.
Yeah.
Except yours is Windows 6.5.
6.5,
where this is Android 2.1 or Eclair.
Yeah.
Stop calling me pastries. Sorry, I had an angel moment there.
But the Evo has, it's not plain vanilla Android operating system. It's got that HTC Sense on top of it, which is pretty slick.
I like it.
Which I have on mine. So in effect, ours look very similar, though the operating systems are very different.
Yeah,
because the Sense is on there making it look pretty.
The UI,
it is very, very slick on that. It's it's a learning curve if you're switching from a different phone.
Oh yeah,
it took me the better part of a day and a half just to get used to where it seemed, and even now
to get proficient with the buttons and stuff like that because they do different things and your settings are in different places and it's like. Where's that?
I put a shortcut to the settings on my homepage, so I have the settings right there.
Yeah, and even now I keep gravitating more towards the bottom center of the phone to go to my home screen rather than wake the phone up rather than hit the top button. So that definitely taking getting used to. I will have to say, though, that, okay, now we're basically here in the studio, we're kind of in a Faraday cage for the most part with all the
geek
stuff around it. So signal-wise, we're probably getting about the same signal strength. But I think this phone does a lot better with that signal strength than the iPhone did.
I'm getting better signal strength already, like in my house. I haven't dropped a call yet. With my pre, I was dropping calls all the time.
I dropped one the first day I had it.
Yeah, I have one disconnect, and I'm not 100% certain that was a dropped call or a situation where holding it up to my face, I might have
I don't like that hit the at all.
That should deactivate.
The capacitive
thing? That should deactivate when it's up to you. Because it has a proximity sensor when something's in front of it. It should deactivate all that.
But a couple of people I've talked to have said on their end, it sounds clearer than...
Well, the brother was saying that.
iPhone.
Yeah. which I've tried the speaking of my older brother is he works for Sprint.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm no way like in Sprint's pocket or
no,
anything
because
like
you had
that.
The pre and you hated it.
I have, you know, I have
you
my older brother in,
you
in
had the pre, didn't
he
like
helps
it.
Me out and I for the most part I liked my pre for a while and then just got old because the apps and stuff that this didn't come out with
there
anything.
There was just no support for
there
the
was the promise of all that. It was like all exciting and it was new and it's like, oh, this is going to be cool. But then nothing happened to it and it just kind of fell flat.
So that's what I'm afraid of with Evo.
It was underpowered. Android is so much more supported.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
so
because
much
basically
more.
What they're doing with Android is it's an operating
oh
system, but it's across many different manufacturers.
Yes. Yeah,
all the carriers now have some sort
some,
of Android.
Some
phone.
Android and WebOS was only on one phone.
Oh.
Well, two phones if you count the Pixie, but no one developed for it. No one wanted to develop for it because there was hardly any audience there. It was a very, very fine niche of people. So Android, there's so much more potential, so much more potential to do it.
And in the, and again, Android is essentially Linux-based,
yeah.
Linux-based operating system. So it's, again, it's very open.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, when I went to put ringtones on this thing, because, you know, I can't take just the stock stuff on there, you know. there's no workarounds or any kind of goofy stuff mm-hmm. you have to do. You basically put some media on the drive and select it,
yep.
and that's yeah. it.
You guys have been so locked down with the iPhone and stuff, you didn't know the freedom that's been out there previously with like the Windows phones and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now, saying that, of course, Android's even more open, and the new Windows phones coming out, Windows 7, will be a lot more like the iPhone, where it will be all locked down again.
And there are some advantages to
oh, yeah.
that, like you know, right now,
yeah.
Android's hasn't been around all that long. Just better part of what a year and a half, or so maybe
longer than that, but
2 years or something like that. And there's just not a lot of stuff in the App Store.
It's all soundboards.
There's quite a bit of soundboards on there, most of which are on my phone now.
Yeah.
But again, at the point when iPhone was just getting going after the first year or two, there weren't that many apps in there either. There's more quality in iTunes right now because there's got that vetting process.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
but
there's
again,
a filter. Of course, you can, though, if there's something that you want on a website or something like that, you can
scan the QR code and
get it
and download it.
Or, you know, something like that, yeah. But this, I knew I wanted this
mm-hmm.
before it came out. When I first saw it, it's like, oh, that is big and beautiful. I want that phone. Then my brother, again working for Sprint, got a demo unit. So I got to play around with it several weeks before it actually hit the stores.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just great. And I liked it a lot. It was like, oh, this is my new precious.
Yeah.
And I like it a lot.
And you've already been a little...
Then I kind of rooted it and kind of gave myself some tethering capabilities. Yeah.
We're going to talk about that later. but yeah, it's got a lot of potential there.
Oh, yes.
I mean, the apps aren't quite as polished yet. There's a lot of Bejeweled clones. I mean, a lot of Bejeweled clones. So there's not a great deal of games. But I do have Uno again. There
oh,
is an actual
it.
Uno app. You need to download that. That we can play it. These are getting out the deck of cards and messing
there
with
you
it.
Go.
We have all kinds of cool decks of cards.
No shit. It's like my Monopoly. But again, like the iPhone's locked down. I know we'll be able to do this with OS 4 when it's released, but as it stands right now and has been with the iPhone, unless you jailbreak it, you can't put your own wallpapers on there. Unless you work around, you can't put your own ringtones on it.
You take a picture and you set it as your wallpaper.
The main screen.
Yeah.
Yeah. The front
on your iPhone.
What, the lock screen?
On the lock screen.
Yeah, on the lock screen, yeah, you can have that.
I was going to say, because like all you do is take a picture of whatever you want.
Right, like but on my main screen, you know, it's, you can't really put a picture there. This one, anything you want, as long as you format it right. And mm-hmm. I like when you slide side to side, the picture shifts just a little bit.
Like it's a background, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's very cool.
It's really,
the live wallpapers are kind of cool, though.
But those will suck your battery.
Those will suck up your battery a little bit. I have this this different version of the swirling galaxy that comes with it. That's kind of cool. It's simpler, mm-hmm. so I'm thinking it might take up less processor.
I like
power.
That it tells you there's a setting you can look at that tells you exactly what's using up your battery.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you can see what you can adjust and tweak mm-hmm. and use less of.
One thing, if you do have an Android-based phone, I really recommend if you're into the Twitter thing, there's an app called Tweetcaster.
Tweetcaster.
Tweetcaster. Probably the best one that I've tried. I tried about half a dozen of them.
Oh, because I have the actual Twitter.
Me too.
I didn't. I like this Tweetcaster. Maybe it's just the way the look and how it ties in. Because I need one that will handle multiple clients. Because you know I've got Milk Carton TV and Geekspan, which I don't use much, and of course Pod Culture. So I'm switching back and forth between those. Some, but I need to have access to that rather mm-hmm. than have three or four different Twitter clients. Tweetcaster works. They have a free version that puts little tiny banner ads and stuff here and there, which is fine. But it's worth the couple, $3 just to support them to develop more stuff. Lots of free stuff in the App Store.
Yes.
Lots of it.
Lots of great Google stuff, too.
Google goggles.
Yes. Google Sky Map.
That's pretty cool.
Very cool.
But it has a 1 gigahertz processor.
Very mm-hmm. snappy.
Which, if you're in a computer, isn't all that fast. But it's in a phone.
A phone.
Yeah.
It's in a freaking phone.
512 megabytes of RAM.
Yeah, I mean, this thing is not all that far off of being a netbook.
Yeah. Really? That big screen and that mm-hmm. processor.
Yeah.
I love HTC hardware. This is my third HTC phone. The mm-hmm. HD2 is.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying this hardware.
And they make great stuff.
Durable. It feels solid, unlike my pre. It feels like a phone.
And what I really like about this, more so than the iPhone, I can replace my own damn battery, for God's
mm-hmm.
sakes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You could switch out your SD. You can upgrade your SD card.
That's my favorite part, is being able to swap out the SD cards, because if you know you're going somewhere where you're going to be taking a lot of video, you can take an extra couple of SD cards and mm-hmm. swap them out.
Those little micro SD mm-hmm. cards yeah. that are yeah. the size of your fingernail.
Yep.
Hell, you could probably get an extra one and stick it in the back of the
And I didn't have to spend an extra $100 to get another 16 gigabytes of memory when I can just get, you know, I can get 2 memory cards for that and have it even.
Yeah. As mm-hmm. soon as we did our pre-orders, I went on eBay, 2 16 gig micro SD cards. I think I got them for less than $50 for both of them.
Really? Nice. That's good.
Dang.
Popped them in there as soon as we got them. Works just fine.
Mm-hmm.
I like it that, you know, you hook the iPhone up to your computer, all it does is pretty much call up iTunes and you can sync your stuff. This, it'll mount as a USB drive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, even if, you know, you're taking Word files or Excel files to work or something.
Yeah, you can just dump anything
dump
over
Dump anything
there.
On there and go for it. One of the disadvantages, I bought a few things, few videos on iTunes. Those I haven't figured out how to convert yet.
Oh.
I'm sure there's a way. It can be done.
Might be able to get.
Have you tried that twist?
Double twist. I've tried it with Dr. Horrible and it didn't mm-hmm. do anything. But that is a good. I'm glad, Ken, you mentioned that. One really good app that I haven't played with a lot, but I've heard a lot of good things about, and just a little I have messed with has a lot of potential, is Double Twist. It's very iTunes.
Thank God.
Yeah, let me see if I can call that up and show you guys.
It
here
just
on the
breaks
screen.
My heart. And I'm like, I miss my phone. I just miss my phone.
Yeah, it.
I knew where everything was and how everything worked.
You can put an app on your phone, and then you install one on your PC, your Mac, or what have you. But you call it up, and it is
very
yeah. iTunes.
Wow, that is really like iTunes.
Yeah, it will import your music and everything like that. And of course, if it's non-DRM'd MP3s, it'll do that. It'll take your playlist with just a little file, and you can sync your playlists from iTunes and stuff.
I'm so glad.
That's kind of awesome.
It's very, very cool. And hey, you've got the little, up at the top, you got the little cool little Android dude. Market.
He's so damn cute.
I want an Android little toy type thing. There is a plushie that they were going to
say. There's probably a plushie out there.
Yeah. It's cute.
Nice.
Which is much cooler than Apple. It's got an
I'm going to buy a phone on the strength of the mascot alone.
You would if it was Zim.
Yeah.
Probably.
Mm. Yeah, show him your wallpaper.
I have an awesome wallpaper.
Speaking
thanks to DeviantArt.
Yeah, you find all kinds of cool
love
shit on DeviantArt.
Oh yeah,
I have a 3D girl.
Oh, that's cool.
On my wallpaper.
The phone, which is kind of just blows me away, an 8-megapixel auto focusing camera.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, damn. I mean, my actual digital camera is an 8-megapixel camera,
mm-hmm.
and I deliberately got it because it would look like a 35mm camera. Oh my god! Yes, Adam found the LED light,
and it's got a flash.
I just took a picture.
Oh, okay.
These LEDs for the flash are super bright.
Thank you. I have purple dots right in front of my eyes.
Super bright. I just took a picture of Brad. Very candid. Very funny.
Yeah, it's a great phone. We had a bit of an adventure getting the phone.
No, it wasn't.
It was two.
You just couldn't wait.
No, I was twitching. Yeah.
He was like a caged animal on sugar. Yeah, like he was calling there. Best Buy like every couple of hours.
No, once a day. But you
were having me call once a day too.
Different Best Buys. Try and find them. But when we went to Best Buy, the one on Shelbyville Road over here, I do have to say it apparently was through the Sprint systems for loop when you tried to not only open up a new account, but import accounts from AT&T. And then not only do that, but merge two separate accounts into a
single. Because I get a wicked discount from my employer.
Cool.
That's one thing with between our two bills, it's going to be like $30 less.
24% off.
Yeah, it's going to be like $30 less than what we are paying individually to AT&T. And now I have unlimited texting on my phone.
Unlimited texting and unlimited calls to other cell phones.
Yes.
Which is nice.
So, yeah, okay, I gave up my rollover minutes, but most everybody I call is
on the cell phone.
On the cell phone anyway.
Mm-hmm. So it's landline anymore.
So it doesn't really matter, does it? So, yeah, I'm looking forward to the potential of it.
But I still use my ex-iPhone.
Yeah, it's an iPod Touch. And
more now than I touch my phone because I don't like it. I mean, I like it, but I miss how everything works, and I miss being able to find everything.
Used to it.
And I miss my settings the way they were.
Carly had a big learning
curve
when she got her HD2.
It's cheaper, and it's crazy not to go. I mean, it's crazy not to. That's my theory. I'm like, as much as I wanted to stay with AT&T, it's stupid to pay more for essentially the same kind of phone.
Yeah,
and it is. The iPhone 4 is slick looking, but. Mm-hmm. I still say this beats it, you know?
Yeah, the iPhone 4 has the nice high-res screen, but it's not as big a screen. I love the real estate on the screen. It's just awesome.
But I do have to say, I usually don't say a lot of good things about Best Buy, but when we went over to get our phones, the guy that we work with there, Ryan?
His name was Ryan. He was lovely.
He was hysterical because it took us the better part of 2 hours, because one thing went wrong the first time, and it was trying to import my account to put on a secondary user on hers, and it was crazy. It was the better part of 2 hours. There were people lined up behind us. I mean, we showed up, and we were like...
There were like 3 or 4 people at the cell phone kiosk thingy helping other people, but there was still a line of people waiting to get, come and get their phones.
Yeah.
I went to Radio Shack's kiosk in the Mall of St. Matthews, because... my brother knew a guy there that, you know, he knew would
Radio
be
Shack,
able to
not Sprint.
Help me out.
Sells Sprint
Sells
stuff.
Sprint
okay,
stuff.
Okay, because yeah, we were looking for the Sprint,
Sprint
kiosk, and like, there isn't a Sprint.
I guess you want to get a different case, because the case that we got cases like
I didn't mean
before
to interrupt
we got
you,
the
I'm
damn
sorry.
Phones. we went to the Sprint.
Well,
we went to the Sprint store.
No, no. Here's my logic. It was my idea to get the cases as soon as we had you know, put in our pre-orders. I'm like, okay, if all these phones are coming in at one time in a mm-hmm. week, everybody's going to want a case at
yep.
the same time.
Yep.
But if we get the cases now while we see them, while we don't have our phones, we'll have better chance of having a selection that we can actually choose
exactly.
from.
Exactly.
Yeah. Good thinking.
And I got one that, even looking now, a couple of weeks later, I think it's about the best case out there. It's by Body Glove. And it's a hard plastic case. It's got a kind of a grayish, rubberized type back. It's very textured. And it's you basically put it in this little plastic tray, and there's like a bezel that snaps onto it. And it's really secure. And I do like it a lot.
Does it is it thick enough to because the another complaint is of mine about the phone is the camera.
Mm-hmm.
Not the specs of the camera. The camera is awesome, but the setting of the camera
where you
the
can
lens
lay it
sticks
on.
Out and you can lay
from
it down.
What it looks like
yeah, it just
on
like
it.
A tick
and
recessed from it.
Yeah. Okay. As long as it's recessed, as long as that camera is recessed a little bit from the case, the additional case that you can get,
mm-hmm.
that's great because just the phone naked by itself, the camera sticks out, and there's a whole lot of potential for it to be scratched.
It looks like there's about a millimeter or something.
Okay. As long as there's something there, that'd be
like
great.
I said, when we went to get the phone, this guy, Ryan, that was working with us on it, he was a hoot. We had gotten to talking, and he was talking about the packaging of the phone, which I mean, is very green in the sense of being eco-friendly,
right?
As
yeah.
in the studio, it's the box is made out of what was he said? Sugarcane.
Hmm.
And then goes to. Like he's gonna, you know,
pretend to lick it. I was laughing so hard.
I thought she was
gonna
pee herself. She was laughing that hard.
Just the way he was doing it, being silly. It was great. It was funny.
Because you know we're here killing time.
It made a stressful event all that easier.
Transfer
it was
over
good.
And
yeah.
sync up and all that crazy stuff. And even as long as it took us, it was they basically ended up having to set my phone up with a temporary number for an hour, 2 hours, something like it. Wasn't all that long at all. And then finally get a little text. Bloop, and it started going.
So you got yours at the Radio Shack kiosk at the mall.
Yep. I basically had to pre-order it. So when they came in, because when I initially went there, you know, well, obviously everybody was sold out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I just put my name down. Actually, they got me able to. He called the like Sprint retention whatever hotline and was able to finagle it so I could get my upgrade a month early because I'm
nice.
Still I was eligible before then. It would have been July 1st.
Okay.
Before I was able to get my upgrade. So he was like, yeah, he's having problems with his phone. He's, you know, his
yeah.
current phone. He's, why don't you just go
it's
ahead
less than a
and
month.
Upgrade?
Yeah,
yeah, it's less than a month. You know, he's been with us for several years. And so they're like, oh, okay, you know, whatever. They're all great about it.
I'm so glad.
So
awesome.
It was awesome. He helped out tremendous. Chris Rice, if you're ever in the Mall of St. Matthews and need help with whatever.
Ryan, I don't know his last name, at Best Buy over in St. Matthews. Really, really cool guy.
He used to work for Sprint, so like he.
Oh, there you go.
He was helping answer other questions. While I mean, he was fielding other questions while he was helping us. He was great.
And don't take his pen.
Yeah, he keeps his pens locked up in the safe.
Oh,
people keep walking,
you know, away with.
I had
it.
You know I kept having the pens, and you know, night when we close, you just leave the pen on the mobility desk there, and
mm-hmm.
he goes every sure enough every morning when I would come in, the pen would be gone.
He's like, you're going to see somebody with, you know, somebody on the news with a whole apartment full of pens.
Yeah, yeah. it made an experience that could have been very irritating.
It was irritating.
I said very irritating.
Okay. It was about 2 hours.
Yeah.
Because you picked me up from work. I thought for sure he was going to get into a wreck on the way to pick me up. Because as soon as he emailed me and said, the phones are in, I'm coming to get you. Like, oh, crap. He's not going to make it here. He's going to be speeding down the highway. I'm going to get a call from the EMTs.
And they'll give our pre-orders to somebody else.
Yes.
But yeah, if you're looking for a phone, really, at this point, I'd say go Android.
If you're not especially attached to all your iPod goodness.
Like I said, yeah, there is that. But I think this the sheer ability.
The flexibility of
and the of fact Android. That there are dozens of different Android mm-hmm. phones out there and people developing for those phones. I think the potential, they're really giving Apple a run for their money.
And weigh the pros and cons of the employee discount.
Yeah.
That's what I did.
Yeah, because I mean, even at Best, was it Best Buy? I think had actually said, check, you might actually be eligible for, you know, check with your employer. Because most employers don't really advertise that they have this stuff.
Mm-hmm. What?
Discounts.
I told you that.
No.
Oh.
A lot of employers don't advertise that.
Oh, yeah, that's
You might
true.
Be eligible for some sort of a discount. And not even know it.
Mm-hmm.
So I really recommend it. You go with Sprint. Get you the HTC Evo. I think there's a couple of manufacturers coming out with Motorola has the Droid X coming out soon,
mm-hmm.
which looks to be a lot like the Evo.
Especially with all the jazz that Apple's pulling with, you know, the AT&T and how they're adding on to the price plans of stuff.
Yeah, they're no more
randomly.
Is it?
Yeah, they
no
they,
more unlimited.
They almost did a bait and switch with the data plans on the iPad. Really, I mean, because they only had the unlimited thing for like what 2 months a month,
and that kind of turned me off of staying with them too. It's like, okay, what's next?
Like, yeah, what else are they going to limit? Because
they're gonna take
this is unlimited data.
They have unlimited. It's something crazy. I'm sure there's a cap on it somewhere.
5 gigabytes?
Apparently there was with their regular plans, but mm-hmm. with like the 4G special package or whatever.
Okay, good.
It is unlimited.
Okay, good,
so that extra $10 that we're having to pay for the 4G.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Thank goodness. I feel better about that now because I'm thinking, okay, if it's an extra $10 a month, but you're limited to this much, and then a lot of the things you can't do over Wi-Fi, like they're trapping you into, and then now I feel much better.
With
about
the video chat over, you can do over 3G,
mm-hmm.
which I've done with my brother several times.
Like the Sprint TV thing.
Sprint TV.
Okay, good.
Yeah, Sprint TV thing is really
that is pretty awesome.
Yes, it is unlimited.
Yeah, because I was like watching an episode of Star Trek.
Yeah, me too.
I got TV.com, uh-huh. the app, and I was watching MacGyver tucked into my bed.
Some really cool stuff. I know that not everyone in this room is, or maybe most of our listeners aren't, but it has a really cool NASCAR app
because
being Sprint phone.
Yeah.
Oh, it comes with that.
Yeah, and
I'm trying to figure out how to get rid of that.
It's really
just hide it like I did.
You can hide it. Which is really, you know, it'll show you like in real time race data and stuff. You can watch coverage. You can listen to coverage. And it's very, very cool. So
weather apps, too.
Yeah.
Check it out. The Android app store has got some cool stuff.
Or if you have suggestions for good apps, because I'm kind of at a loss now.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Because I still don't know my way, you know, completely around the app store and stuff like that.
The app store still it's not as slick and as polished as the iTunes app store is yet. But look at the experience that Apple had with doing the music store.
Right.
Yep. A lot of that easily carried over to the app store. So
I'm going to have a hard time, you know, 2 years from now or whenever, deciding between Android and Windows 7 phones.
I'm going to tell you, Android,
I don't know if I could take being locked in like the iPhone stuff with the new Windows 7, but they're going to have a lot of cool stuff going on integrated with the Xbox and all that.
Yeah.
And I don't know. That's pretty tempting. I'm going to have a tough call.
Yeah, I've seen some of the demos and stuff for the Windows 7. Mm-hmm. It looks really freaking slick.
Yeah.
So, but I am not regretting going with the Evo at all.
I wish the volume buttons were on the other side of the phone.
Yeah, again, that does take any Well,
I like them here.
Like with our...
Well, when you're used to
when you're used to being on the different side. See, I just like having my...
Although the power buttons are in the same place. That's kind of funny.
And I do like the...
The HD2 has them on the iPhone side.
Well, yeah, a lot of this is because if you look at Glenn's HD2 and the Evo, they're both HTC handsets.
Yeah.
Then they are, except yours are real buttons, I think, instead of the capacitive. And do you have front facing on that? I don't think.
No.
Okay.
No.
And no kickstand.
No kickstand. You can get an expanded battery that sticks out that has the kickstand.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Huh. Yeah. But I
had always wondered why the cases for the Evo had two cutouts where the LEDs are.
Mm-hmm.
And looked at, then finally I saw the back of Glenn's phone. His LEDs and the speaker are swapped on the HD2 where they are on the Evo.
So. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just a little quirk of manufacturer, but essentially it's the same damn handset.
Mm-hmm. See, you said that the power buttons on the iPhone and on the Evo are in the same place. Yes, that's true, but on the iPhone, you don't have to use the power button hardly ever at all.
Correct. You just
press the home button and you're back into your screen.
Back to where you are.
Yeah, the hang up button on mine is the power button. So I don't have a button on the side. Yeah.
Oh.
Hmm. So, but yeah, the HTC Evo 4G from Sprint. Check it out. Or if you're on another carrier, check out like the HD2, T-Mobile. The Droid phones are really cool. The Droid Incredible is almost identical.
It's HTC.
HTC is almost dead on what it is for the Evo, except the Incredible doesn't have front facing.
No,
I don't think.
That was one of my things. I'm like, well, if I'm going to get this phone, I might as well get the one.
Yeah. So,
but the Evo shoots HD video.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, we didn't even mention the 720. Mm-hmm. It shoots 720p.
So
Yep.
Yeah, shoots 720p and
HDMI out.
Yeah.
In other words, it's micro HDMI.
It's a type D.
Type D or something.
Type D micro HDMI.
You can literally get a cable, which is that type D connector on one end, and a regular HDMI, and hook the damn thing up to your big ass TV, and it will play
you whatever movies you shot on here, mm-hmm. or if you have HD movies that you put on here, you can play those too.
It hooks into the Amazon Music Store, which is really cool. All sorts of good things. Again, not as polished and as pretty as the iPhone, but I think the advantages, like being able to replace your battery
and swap out the memory card.
You swap out the memory card. Put on something as simple as wallpaper in your own damn ringtone.
All the customization.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's amazingly customizable. The home screens and you have are completely customizable. You can put widgets and all sorts of stuff up there.
It's probably stupid to a lot of people, but for those of us who text in and value correct usage of actual words that occur in the English language, the autofill isn't an all or nothing. It'll give you options to choose from.
Yeah.
I love that.
The autofill is very cool, and it learns very easily.
And I found I'm able to type on this easier than I was with my physical keyboard on my Pre.
See, I have a hard time with this one, but it just doesn't take it used
with
to.
With the iPhone, it's taking me getting used to that, because there are a couple of keys that are swapped out, like where the punctuation and going back and forth between your number keys are on the iPhone keyboard is different than what it is on the Evo.
I know mine's a different system, but mine has like four different keyboards to choose from. You may check and see. There may be different
I don't
keyboards.
See a lot.
There's an app that you can
download.
Yeah,
there's an app that you can. There's an app that where it basically switches to, and it looks just like the iPhone keyboard.
And that's tempting, because I was faster on the iPhone keyboard.
Mm-hmm. So check it out.
I just wish my new iPhone cases that I got for my birthday would work on my new phone.
Yeah.
But I still use my iPod for all my music. So
that's very cool. I mean, I've still used mine, and I still play goofy games on my new 3G.
I'm still working my way through Angry Birds.
Which is cool because it works just fine. Except it says no Surface up in the corner.
Which, if you know, you root it and you download the tethering program, you can give your internet access to your iPod yeah. Touch.
We're going to talk about this at some point because I kind of want to do that. But yeah, check it out. Like with any most smartphones these days, it's $199 with a 2-year contract. Check it out.
Although Best Buy did a kind of cool thing that it kind of took the sting out of it a bit, that when we pre-ordered it, we had to... We got a $50 gift card we had to buy. And then if we ended up going with them, then we could use that card toward the phone. Or if we ended up getting it from somewhere else, we could just hang on to that and use it for something else. But like it kind of spaced it out so it wasn't like a whole big chunk all
the
time.
That's what I did when I was at the Radio Shack. It had to do when I did the pre-order, I had to get a $50 gift card. But when I ended up applying that to the phone, they gave me like this $20 credit for like an accessory.
Nice. Yeah,
they did something kind of like that at Best Buy. Best Buy gave away...
Automatically took the $100.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Automatically, we didn't have to deal with a rebate at all. Mm-hmm. So,
which I hate rebates.
Which, thank God.
And that's awesome.
One reason why I was a little less... Well, I was still antsy about getting the phone because shiny gadgets.
He was funny.
But was willing to wait a little longer because you don't have to pay that extra $100 and wait.
Right.
16 weeks or whatever to get it back.
Right.
And Best Buy gave away a Bluetooth headset.
Ooh. Oh, nice.
Not only that, it actually said one per customer. Again, Ryan just walked over, grabbed another one off.
Well, that's stupid if you're getting two phones.
Yeah, exactly.
You walked over
phones
and popped down two of them. And we didn't even have to mention it. He just walked over and...
Well, I mean, because it makes no sense.
Yeah.
Well,
and then rewards on points.
Yeah. Now, this, I shouldn't say this because everyone would get sick that possibly it's too late when once everybody hears this, but... Tomorrow, from when we're recording, which is the day before Father's Day.
June 19th.
T-Mobile's got, if you get a 2-year contract, you can get any of their phones for free.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
So you could get an HD2 for free tomorrow.
That's
only.
Cool.
So.
How long is that going on, do you know? Is
it just
one
day?
No, just
today.
Day.
It's a Father's Day thing.
I think if it's going to be a couple of days, I'll try to get the show out a day early at least. But
no, it's too late by the time you heard this.
Yeah.
So that's mean of me to even mention it. Sorry. But it's a neat promotion.
Way to go, Glenn.
Yeah, because, well, I mean, T-Mobile needs more market share. They're not as prominent around here. I mean, even Sprint isn't as, well, I mean, we still get good coverage.
It's NASCAR country.
Yeah.
I got mine buy one get one free, and that was a great deal for me. I was
good
really
for
happy
you and
Carlene. But freeze.
Took her a while to get used to it, but now you probably couldn't pry it out of her cold dead hands.
Oh, no.
He says that to me, too, all the time about my phone, my iPod. I can't get used to not calling it my phone.
But, I mean, that's true. Took you a while to get used to it. You freaked out about spending that much on a phone.
Although it was easier to get used to the... Although even though that was my first any kind of smartphone, I had an easier time getting used to that than I've had getting used to this one.
Yeah, because you had muscle memory of getting used to the iPhone, and now switching to a different operating system. You know, that's how it is.
Carly spends so much time reading things on the internet on her HD2 that. She's like, I can sit here on the couch comfortable instead of at my desk.
That's probably one of the bigger, I'm not going to say disappointment because it's going to soon be corrected on that. But when I'm switching from the iPhone to the Evo, I lost access to my Kindle app. That's coming sometime this summer. They're coming with an Android Kindle app. And from reports, it's actually much nicer than the iPhone app. So I'm really looking forward to that, trying to read some stuff on that bigger screen. I have tested with another e-reader application where I can display and read EPUB format books, and it's pretty slick. So
you said they had a Android reader?
Android...
Or Sprint? Who did you tell me had some kind of reader that was coming out for $100? You said that if you liked it, you'd get it.
There's some Android based tablets. That are significantly cheaper than an iPad, but they run the Android operating system. You know, to even less than half the price of an iPad. Granted, don't sync with iTunes or anything, but if you're looking for what could be primarily an e-reader device, that iTunes app when it comes out, or iTunes app, shit,
Android
Kindle app when it comes out, you get one of these little Android-based tablets. You have a nice e-reader, and it can do some other stuff, too. Mm-hmm. So I'm very interested in that. So
yep.
And whoever's developing the Netflix app for the Android system, hurry up.
Yeah, because they're apparently working on one because they're hiring Android developers
get
now.
Get on it.
Yeah.
So
I'll
that
pay
will be
money.
Very cool.
Good yes, cashy money.
All right. I think you guys have heard us geek on and on about Android enough. And
the good, the bad, and the we're not so sure.
Yeah.
Evo for a while now, yeah.
Yeah.
What?
That sounds like an episode title.
The good,
the bad, and the not so sure.
The not so sure.
All right. And we will be back with more pod culture right after we recharge our Evo batteries.
Yep.
Yeah, really. I'm in yellow at this point.
Hey, guys. This is Brad. This is where we take a little bit of a break. Remember, Pod Culture is a podcast that's recorded every other week, split into two parts, and then sent down the podcast feed weekly. So tune in again, same time next week, for another geek-filled episode of Pod Culture.
Theme music for Pod Culture provided by the band Beatnik Turtle. Check out the band and their other great music online at beatnikturtle.com.
And if you want to reach us here at Pod Culture Central, there are a few different ways.
You can email us, feedback@podculture.net.
Call our voicemail line, 812-672-4763. That is 812-672-4763. For Pod.
Leave us a comment on the website, podculture.net, or in our forums located at farpointforums.com.
So drop us a line, give us a call, or send us an MP3. Let us know how we're doing and what you'd like to hear on the show. We'd love to hear from you.
Pod Culture, equal opportunity geekness.